Welcome to this podcast produced by the International Monetary Fund. I'm Mark Betancourt. The outbreak of the deadly Ebola virus has shown how difficult it is to prevent an infectious disease from spreading into other countries, especially when it starts in a poor country with weak public health infrastructure. According to Olga Jonas of the World Bank, this kind of outbreak is just a few plane rides away from becoming a global health crisis, or pandemic. In addition to causing catastrophic loss of life, a crisis on this scale has the capacity to cripple the world's economies. In fact, the IMF recently established a trust fund to help poor countries contain the spread of future epidemics before they spill across borders. But as Jonas argues in an article for Finance and Development magazine, pandemics can be avoided if governments take a few relatively simple and affordable steps to prevent pathogens like Ebola spreading out of control. Speaking to her earlier, I began by asking Jonas what we've learned, or should have learned, from pandemics of the past.
There have been pandemics throughout history. There have been pandemics in ancient Greece, and there was a very, very severe disruption in the Middle Ages, the Black Death. One-third of the population in Europe died. It originates in, you know, with the impact on health, because it's a disease that's, you know, spreading among people. But, you know, people are also consumers, businesses, governments. If one-third of the people are ill at any time, think of, say, the truck drivers who deliver food to cities. So one-third of them are missing. And it affects the behavior. Just the fear of a contagion greatly affects the behavior, so that economic activity can be substantially impacted. Like if you take SARS, which was a outbreak in 2003, it only ended up infecting about 8,000 people. But because of the way it was spreading, and because, you know, that there was a fear that it would continue to sort of escalate, business activity in the most affected regions and the, you know, countries where there were human cases was greatly disrupted, and the total cost ended up being $54 billion.
You've written about how even the current Ebola crisis has really gotten out of hand to the degree that it has because of lax policies. So what does that mean? What are the policies you're referring to?
You need surveillance. You have to know what's circulating in the population, and it has to be, you know, analyzed and monitored, because otherwise there is no early warning. Then you need diagnostic capacities. You know, if a new disease or diseases are picked up, you have to be able to determine what it is and then control, okay? And those are the rapid response teams that you see, you know, on TV. You see people in these protective equipment and going to investigate outbreaks. But what's equally critical is the public veterinary health, because it's now evident that about 75% of all diseases in humans that are, you know, emerging actually emerge from animals. And they are not very politically appealing. So they tend to be underfunded or not developed at all.
Is that because they're so expensive? Are we talking huge expenditures here that they don't want to make?
No, I mean, that's the shocking fact, is the estimate of the annual cost of the systems to prevent the pandemics and to control the outbreaks as soon as they appear is about $3.4 billion. And $3.4 billion in the context of a pandemic that you are preventing that could cost, you know, conservatively, $3.6 trillion.
So then is the political blockage really just time? Is it just that these things happen so rarely that it's sort of out of sight, out of mind, unless it's happening right now?
Yeah, that's definitely it. Part of the problem is that, you know, to solve the problems in public health, it's driven by crises. And then the funding appears, but once it's over, there is very little attention to preparing for the next crisis.
the origins of these diseases are all around us. They're in the environment, they're in animals, and they're constantly changing and developing and mutating.
Right.
Is it to some extent inevitable that pandemics will happen because these things are always going to happen? There's always going to be something unexpected.
There's a saying that, you know, outbreaks are inevitable, but pandemics are optional.
That was World Bank economic advisor Olga Jonas, who has been studying the risk of global pandemic, its potential impacts on the world's economy, and what can be done to prevent it. You can read her full article in December's issue of Finance and Development magazine, which can be found at www.imf.org/FND. And if you enjoyed this podcast, you can hear more like this on www.soundcloud.com/IMF-podcasts.